Good morning. Isn't it beautiful out today? How many suffer with allergies, though? That's half of you. Well, you're here, and I'm glad. And we have a wonderful scripture that Jesus speaks to us today from John chapter 10. And hear the word of the Lord. Listen carefully. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him, and he said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you're not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." May only His word be spoken, only His word heard. Amen. Encounters with Jesus, knowing His voice. You know, I think it's an age-old problem. Does God speak to us? Our scripture today says, "My sheep listen to my voice." The problem is, how do we exactly hear His voice? Throughout the Bible, God is telling us, He's telling us to listen to Him. In the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, Moses challenges the Israelites. "Now choose life," he says, "so that you and your children may live, and you may love the Lord your God, and listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him." Listen to His voice. And then we go all the way to the New Testament in Matthew. And Jesus goes up a mountain and He's transfigured before Peter, James, and John. And out of the clouds comes a voice. And the voice says this, "This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." Listen to Him. If we believe in a living God, why wouldn't He speak to us? You know, there are people in the Bible and down through the ages who have declared that God has spoken to them. The world says these people are delusional. And not only that, they'll say that they are liars and frauds, mainly because they really don't believe God exists at all. And certainly not a God who would communicate with people. But why shouldn't we take these words of Jesus literally? "My sheep listen to my voice." Why wouldn't we take it literally? Jesus used the analogy of a shepherd and sheep. But the point of connection in this analogy is a voice. A man in Australia some time back was arrested, charged with stealing a sheep, one sheep. But he protested that this was his sheep who had gotten lost, and now he was there to recover the sheep. Well, the case went to court, and the judge didn't know how to decide the matter. He was at a loss. Finally, he came up with this idea. He asked that the sheep be brought into the courtroom. Then he ordered the plaintiff, the man who had accused the other of stealing the sheep, to go out into the courtyard and to call out for this sheep. And that's exactly what he did. He went out in the courtyard and he called the sheep. And all the sheep did was raise its head and look more frightened. And then he said to the defendant, I want you to go out in the courtyard, and I want you to call the sheep. And he went out in the courtyard, and then he gave a distinctive call to the sheep. And the sheep got all excited and ran toward the door, acknowledging the voice of his shepherd. His sheep knows him, the judge declared. Case dismissed. Jesus uses this analogy, which would have been really clear in their day and time. But I think it points up something really important. Listening has everything to do with relationship. People listening to one another, but us listening to our God. Suppose you're married and you decide you're not going to listen to your spouse anymore. Every time your spouse talks, you start humming. Well, what's going to result from this? You're going to become a very good hummer. Right? Now, what's going to happen to the marriage? I think you know. Listening is where love begins. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. In Jesus' time, a shepherd would not drive his sheep, get behind them, push them along. He would lead the sheep. He would stand out in front of them and call them, and yes, they would follow, even to this day. It was not like these cattle drives we see on television or anything like that. Jesus is not going to force you. Jesus is not going to coerce you to listen to him or to follow him. No, he calls out to his own, and his sheep know his voice. But before we delve in to the question of how we actually hear God's voice, we have to know something I think that is very important. And that is, there are many, many voices that people readily listen to. Now, please don't think of me as strange when I say, and I think you can concur, there are voices in our heads. I'm not talking about your mental sanity or anything like that. But you know what I'm talking about. Don't you have voices in your head? Don't you kind of carry on a conversation with yourself lots of times? Oh, I think we do. But they may be the voices of idols, of false gods, because they're continually promising such good things. When your thoughts, when you're effortlessly thinking, where do they go? When nothing else is demanding your attention. In other words, what do you daydream about? Do you dream about what it would be like to be a billionaire? Anybody ever do that? Or to be a fantastic athlete? Or a great intellect? These aren't necessarily bad thoughts. No, they're not. But are they the ultimate source of your joy and what you listen to beyond everything? If the top priority of your listening is all about money and sports and advancement and pleasure, you will crowd out the voice of Jesus. You will definitely do that. And then there are the gurus of our age, spouting out all kinds of things that many times outright contradict what Jesus has told us, the voice of God. And then there are the false religions that speak for God, but they're not of the true God. And they make people deaf to the words of Jesus Christ, and voices that eventually carry people to destruction. What kind of voice tells children to strap on bombs and then blow themselves up in the name of God. And then there are the voices that tell you that there is no God, that you should only listen to yourself. And when you're only listening to yourself, your life gets warped. When D.H. Lawrence first read a collection of Ernest Hemingway's short stories, he said they all ended up in the same place. And where did they end up? According to D.H. Lawrence, the message of Hemingway that he was conveying, whatever it takes in life, make sure of this one thing: you don't get too attached to anyone. And you know what? That's the way Hemingway lived. He once fired a babysitter, a child sitter, because his boys were getting too attached to her. Not good for you boys. Don't get attached to anyone. Ernest Hemingway was listening to Ernest Hemingway. And he listened to himself all the way to his suicide. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. One characteristic of a true Christian is that they want to listen to Jesus. They really want to hear him speak to them. We have a desire to know the truth, and we're humble enough to admit that we need to hear it. Contrast this with so many who are self-sufficient. And this is the culture of our day, I think. I just feel this is right for me, or I just don't feel this is right for me. I don't go along with the Bible and the Ten Commandments if it doesn't work for me. It has to work for me to believe it. I think, I believe, I know what's right for me. And they easily discard the words of our God, of Jesus. Or they amend them. Amend them so that they can fit how they feel about things. And don't we see that all the time? Instead of being sheep, I think there's another animal we need to relate them to. What do you think? People who want it their way. Aren't they mules? Aren't they stubborn mules who would rather go their own way than listen to God? So how exactly do we listen to Jesus, to the Father? How do we know the voice of God? In the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 1, it says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. The Good Shepherd has come into the world, Jesus Christ, and he calls out to people, as he's doing even today, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Follow me. Listen to me. I'll take you home to your true home. In fact, he's the only way that we get to the right destination. The only way. He's the only voice that leads you the right path. I think it's altogether possible that Jesus or God can miraculously speak to people today in a miraculous way. I've heard many people say to me, God has spoken to me. And I think that's altogether possible. I believe them. I actually do. But the norm is that God speaks to us through the Bible. through the Word of God and the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit as we read that Word. Do you love God's Word greatly? Do you love the voice of God? It's the disciples' daily bread. You need to hear it. You need to read it. You need to inwardly digest it. You need to study the Word of God so you can come to know that it's the voice of Jesus, of God, and not some other voice, maybe your own voice. It is more important to you than breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's the daily bread of a disciple. We are to really process all our thoughts and feelings through this grid of the Word of God. And listen to this. I think this is really, really important. We are to bury deep within us the voice. Deep within us, in the very marrow of our bones, in the very heart of our life. And what are we to, put there? The assurances, the summons, the promises, and the revelations of God. And when we have it deep within us, we'll know it when we hear it. We'll know that's the voice of God. And that is not. That's the voice of God, and that's not. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word, says Jesus, and believes him who sent me, has eternal life. He will not be condemned. He has crossed from death to life. He who hears and believes. Please note, the voice will never answer all your questions. We are sheep, and we're called to put our trust in the shepherd. We crave clarity, but God desires wholehearted, childlike trust. We want to know why God wants us to wait. Wait. Abraham, you know that son you've been waiting for so long? Go offer him as a sacrifice to me. There was no why. There was no explanation. Yet Abraham, because he had heard the voice before, because he believed and had faith, he knew it was the voice of God. Abraham trusted the voice. We are promised incredible things, but we have to wait. Wait a lifetime. We have another home, far better than this home that we live in now. And the voice is calling us to us there. And only the voice knows the way and leads us. Doesn't drive us, leads us. Now, it's no good to hear the voice and not actually act on it. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and do what with it?" Anybody know what it says then? Blessed are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Practice. In other words, to do it over and over again, whatever the word says. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. That's an action. If you learn to follow him every day, when the big tests come, you'll follow him right through them. But if you don't follow him in the small things, you're not going to follow him in the big things. We have to grow and hear his voice. in the Old Testament for Elijah, you know what it was? What it got down to? A whisper. We have to block out all the other voices so we can hear the whisper. We can miss the whisper. And then after Elijah heard the voice of God, because he was so depressed and down, you know what God said? Here's what I want you to do. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. He was ready to do it. When we truly follow Jesus, we give up the right of self-determination. Let me explain that. You give up the right to say, I will obey you if. Or I will do this if it's the right time, if it's going to reward me in some way, if, let me build my house, let me get my retirement set, let me get my degree first, and then if all those things fall in place, yeah, I'll do it, Lord. I'll be there. I'll follow you. Woo! That's not listening. That's not obeying. This is not following Jesus. All the if things, when God says, do this, follow this way, we say, if you're not listening. You're not listening. We are to put his words into practice. You know what? Many people want Jesus as a consultant. They do not want him as Lord. They'll weigh what he has to say, and if it pleases them, they'll follow it. But they'll amend it if they're not really listening. They'll say, this is okay. They're not really listening. So do you want to hear the word of God? Do you want to hear the voice of Jesus? Do you want to have that voice? So let me summarize. It's four things. Number one, desire it with all your heart and be ready to reject all the other voices. Come to know the true voice so you can say no to the other voices. Number two, and this is so important, read the Bible. Read it. Read the Bible, study it, hear it, talk about it, and pray for the Holy Spirit to open it up to you. And I guarantee you this, if you start today and say, I'm going to read part of the Bible every day or every other day or whatever, you're going to learn to hear the voice of Jesus. You're going to know out when you're out and about that this is the voice of God and this isn't. And those decisions you're having a hard time making, you're going to hear from God. He's going to guide you because a shepherd does that. A shepherd will lead you. He'll help you make decisions. But you've got to start rehearsing. You're going to start saying, yes, I hear you. You know, in the children's sermon this morning, in the 8 o'clock service, we only have it there, you know, I had a recording of Pastor Mark's voice. And since he preaches and does the children's sermon a lot, I said, who is this? And Abby Callies was the first to say, it's Pastor Mark. You know why? Because they're in church every Sunday. And they hear that melodic voice, that heavenly voice of Pastor Mark, the bow-tied wonder. And all he said was, good morning. And the children were like, oh, that's Pastor Mark. They obviously love you. Yes. Number three, so desire it, read the Bible. Number three, trust the voice, even if you can't figure out why. Even when it's not the way you would really want to go, but trust the voice. Because what you have to remember is God loves you. Jesus is your Savior. Is he going to lead you wrong? Is he going to take you down a place? You know, a lot of people come to me and say, you know, my prayers aren't being answered. I pray about this and I pray about that. and it doesn't seem to be working, you know. And all I can say is what the scripture says. Wait. Wait and trust. Because he loves you. It's the heart of faith to believe that God loves you and he set something good for you. And finally, number four, obey the voice. Obey this voice. Because again, remember, he's leading you to green pastures. He's leading you ultimately to heaven. I think lots of us have to get older before we realize the true impact of that. When the body doesn't seem to work, when things go wrong, you know, he is constantly leading you to finally to his home, where there will be no tears shed, where there will be joy everlasting. To Jesus Christ and to his glory, may you know his voice and may you follow. Amen. Amen. Amen.